T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
New studio, new number. The new number is 617-764-9223. That's 764-WAAF. So you can call us anytime on the Framingham Ford studio line. Last and final hour today, and then it's the WAAF Workday Blitz, and then it's Maddie and Nick at 3, and then it's Let's Go at 7:50 or 8:05 or whatever it is tonight.
8:05. Okay. All right? Okay.
The $1,000 holler is on now at WAAF.
Here's the code word you need to text in for your chance to win.
All right, the code word this hour is WAVE, W-A-V-E, WAVE. Text that code word to this text number, 72881, and you will be entered for the chance to win $1,000 cash. That is the $1,000 hauler. Message and data rates do apply, and your next code word is coming up at 10.
So I spotted some information that might be interesting to some of you. Did you know that 17% of people have suffered an injury during sex? They've actually hurt themselves.
You're sure? Kidding me.
Yeah, 17%. I feel like the number might even be a little higher because I feel like some people would probably be embarrassed to admit that.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
Where did this information come from?
It was a healthcare company did a survey of 2,000 adults. And they asked them if they had ever hurt themselves in the course of experiencing coitus. And whether or not they had looked to get medical attention from a doctor to treat their injury. And they say that 1 out of 6 people say they've suffered a legit injury while they were getting it on. And the survey did list the 8 most common injuries suffered by people.
Is dislocating your hip during the jackhammer one of them?
Or? No.
No?
Not the dislocation.
Okay. All right. Well, what's at the top of the list?
Ladies, easy on this one because I have to give the men the warning, so I have to give it to the ladies in this one. Vaginal tears.
Oh.
Ouchie my goucha. Yeah.
That sounds nasty.
The number 2 most common injury, the fractured penis.
Yeah, broken penis.
There it is. We heard about that. Unfortunately, we heard about that for a whole show one time from Larry.
Yes.
The soccer dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Number 3 was rug burn.
Oh, sure.
Rug
burn. Knees, elbows,
yeah.
Back,
okay. Yep. Carpet,
other assorted spots. Number 4, missing objects in your love nest, we'll say. You lose something.
Yeah.
You lose an object.
Oh, okay.
In
an
there.
Object gets okay.
Okay.
All right.
Obscure reference on that.
Yes.
Our great friend Dr. Peter Page had to remove a shampoo bottle.
Yes. Mm. Yes. That person claimed that they had fallen in the shower on the shampoo bottle, and that is how it had gotten lodged in there, but that was not, I believe, the proper explanation for what happened.
One in a million shot, Doc.
Yes.
Number 5, back injuries.
Oh,
I'm sure many of you have suffered that. You pull it out,
yeah,
you get the wrong angle.
Fall off the bed.
Here's a texter who had a hot candle fall on their head, and they burned their scalp during an especially romantic session.
Okay, Jordan Belfort. Number 6, pulled muscles.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be pretty common.
Pulled a hammy.
Yeah.
You cramp up during a good session.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, food irritation. For instance.
Oh, yeah.
You
a rash. Some kind of a rash.
Yeah. Like maybe you tried the hot peppers or something. And then number eight, the good old urinary tract infection.
Oh, the UTI.
UTI.
Oh,
God.
The UTI. Yeah. Well, here's a texter who broke his nose.
What?
Because he was on top of his wife, and apparently some sort of a leg shift happened, and he ended up breaking his nose.
Wow.
That really ruins the mood. I mean, that
well, for
that
some.
Depends.
For
some people can regroup.
Some like it like that.
Punch me.
God.
All right, so those are the top eight injuries during jackhammering, according to a recent survey. 17% of you will injure yourself. This individual dislocated an elbow.
Ooh.
I don't know why they had their elbow involved, but maybe they were just leaning on it or something like that, maybe. I hope.
Oh my God.
Could have been a slip and fall in the shower, perhaps, during the act, and then you land on your elbow. That's possible.
Let's see. Here's a texter who took a Viagra yesterday, and they have had a stiff neck ever since.
Oh, boy.
That's almost a dad joke.
Yeah, I mean, not for nothing. I unbroke my penis during my hospital episode. Remember I told you I broke my penis?
Vaguely.
No. Remember I said that I hit the middle and
it bent
the tip up?
Uh-huh.
And then when I was in the hospital, it went away.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
Fascinating.
I was amazed.
While you're in there, Doc.
All right. It is 9:11 here on the Hillman Morning Show, and time for this.
And now, LB.
And it is on ESPNZ.
Is it ESPNZ or ESPN2? Is ESPNZ a thing?
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Accent, a companion for fall expeditions. Love is now bigger than ever with three rows. Learn more about the largest Subaru yet at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Takes it from the corner. No. Horford back outside. Haywood will try. No. And the Magic have come to Boston and beat the Celtics 93-90.
Yeah, CSM with the call. The Celtics lost to the Magic last night, 93-90. Got close at the end. Kyrie and Gordon missed three-pointers to tie it late last night, but fell short. Big man Aaron Baines is day-to-day. He missed the game last night. He's got a junk hammy. OKC is on the table Thursday on the road. My Bruins have Ottawa tonight to end the Canada road trip, which is 0-for right now. They lost all three of the first three games. Puck drop 7:30 against the Sens. Red Sox and Dodgers do game one battle tonight at Fenway. Chris Sale will take the bump for the good guys. Hopefully his shoulder is all there. Clayton Kershaw goes for the Hollywood crew. It's lefty versus lefty. 8:09 first pitch. A skipper Alex Cora yesterday.
He's ready to roll. I think all these off days are going to help him out physically, you know, with his belly button ring, whatever. Very excited that he's going to throw the first pitch tomorrow. He's a great opportunity for us to compete against a great organization, a great team, and we have the right guy on the mound.
Yeah, I got to love it. My call is sweep for the Red Sox. The Patriots have Buffalo for Monday Night Football this week. Running back Sony Michel has just a strained knee ligament. That's good news after the MRI. And he's week to week on his return. Last night, Monday Night Football, the Falcons held off Eli and the Giants 23-20. Eli tried to roar back late, but fell short. In an emotional WWE moment, superstar Roman Reigns, reigning champ, stole the hearts of the wrestling fans with his life-changing announcement live.
For months, maybe even a full year, I've come out here and spoke as Roman Reigns, and I said a lot of things. You know, I said that I'd be here every single week. I said I'd be a fighting champion. I said I was going to be consistent, and I said I was going to be a workhorse, but that's all lies. It's a lie because the reality is my real name is Joe, and I've been living with leukemia for 11 years, and unfortunately, it's back. And because the leukemia is back, I cannot fulfill my role. I can't be that fighting champion. And I'm going to have to relinquish the Universal Championship. And I'm not going to lie, I'll take every prayer you can send my way, but I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for you to feel bad for me because I have faith. But I want to make one thing clear. By no means is this a retirement speech. because I will beat this and I will be back, so you will see me very, very soon.
I don't think the wrestling fans knew whether that was a part of the script or not for a few moments.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Vince McMahon was nearly killed when his limo exploded and he survived, and I don't think they ought to do some, when somebody's going to make a real life announcement like that, they ought to put up a sign that says, "This is IRL, real life."
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Fans.
Yeah.
But good luck to him. And he's
a warrior.
You know me, not a huge wrestling fan. But he's really like one of the number one guys in the
best of the best.
WWE. All right. Anything else, LB? Or
that's
that it,
kid. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
All right. There you have it. Thank you, LB. It is 9:15, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com. Coming up on tomorrow's show at 8:30, it's Ask an Attorney. Larry the Lawyer will be here at 8:30 tomorrow answering all of your legal-related questions for free. Right now, the news, and the news this hour is brought to you by
the all-new Subaru, the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester with symmetrical all-wheel drive, fully redesigned inside and out for all you love this fall. Learn more about the all-new Subaru Forester at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Brought to you also by A. Fagundes Plumbing and Heating. They're proud to offer service you can trust, along with Lennox products that can help keep you comfortable. Give them a call at 978-459-0139 to get up to $1,600 in rebates on a brand new Lennox system. It's just another way they make you feel better. Well, the chicken-owning residents in Wareham are very upset about the new ordinance that requires them to register said chickens with the town.
Now, I've seen a lot in the news lately locally about chickens and about people who own chickens and about fellow townspeople who are upset that people own chickens. Is there some kind of a trend where people are owning more chickens than they used to own in the past?
Backyard chickens has been a booming trend, I'd say, for the last 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, free eggs, free food.
A lot of people did not know whether their town had an ordinance regarding chickens. A lot of towns have put regulations on the books about this. Like in many towns, you can have hens, but you can't have roosters.
Oh, because people need to get their sleep.
Right.
There was a big issue in, I think it was in Chelmsford last week, where the non-chicken people were angry with the chicken people. And so now, what's the issue in Wareham? They have a.
There's
new
a lot of noise because they allow the roosters.
Okay.
I'm leaving the obvious joke out here. They allow the roosters in Wareham, so they make a ton of noise. Residents are complaining that they crow all night. They crow in the early hours of the morning. So the Board of Health has said that people need to register their chickens now.
You need to get chicken tags.
Chicken licenses.
Chicken licenses and chicken tags.
Your first offense will cost you $50 if you don't have them properly registered. The third will cost $75.
You have to have a name for them? I would think you wouldn't name your chickens because you're going to eat your chickens later on.
Yeah, never name them.
Who's the Denver Bronco linebacker, the stud? He has chickens, and he's named all his chickens. Oof. He knows them by name.
I don't know. Who you mean currently? Like
Yeah. He's playing now.
Von Miller.
Yes. Oh, Von
Thank
Miller
you.
Has a bunch of chickens.
Yes. And he's named them all and
he
knows
has.
Their names. And
so we can hear from Bob Ether. He's with the Wareham Department of Health talking about how much of a nuisance these chickens have become.
Some of the complaints say they crow all hours of the night. People have a right not to listen to the roosters, and they also have a right to have poultry, chickens, and roosters. But we're just trying to make it easier for people to do that.
Well, they need a chicken zone. Like, they need to have a zoning ordinance where all the people who have chickens live in one part of the town, and all the people who don't have chickens live in the other part of Wareham.
This is a money grab, because then we're going to have, like you said, tags, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Then you're going to have to get your chickens inspected,
yeah.
And then there's going to be an actual, like, what is it, CRC, Chicken Registry Commission or something like that, and then you have to go there and stand in line like at the car registry.
Uh-huh.
You know, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, I just love the people that complain, but their dogs bark all day every day in the backyard.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's traffic, there's construction. I mean, there, you know, there's loud leaf blowers. There's, I don't know. I don't know that a rooster. I think it's nice to hear a rooster crowing in the morning.
Well, not if you don't wake up at the ass crack of dawn, guy.
You grew up on a farm, though.
Yes, I did.
So that's you know, you're kind of you're that's ingrained in your psyche.
Well, I mean, I was forever scarred as a young man when I walked out to the chicken coop on the coldest Christmas morning that we'd ever had in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and all of the chicken, they were all frozen in the chicken coop.
That's unbelievable to me. They had froze.
Yeah, they
I would never believe that.
If it gets cold enough, well, they're like humans. I mean, if it gets
cold enough, how come cows don't freeze then?
I guess maybe because they're bigger. They have the bigger mass.
Huh.
I mean, it didn't steer me away from eating chicken. I mean, I love I love chicken. I love eggs, but I mean, it was kind of a terrifying thing as a young guy. Hello, Steven.
Hey guys, two things real quick. So this is completely out of control. Texas, gotta love you guys.
Yes.
This is Austin, Steve. There are so many people in my neighborhood and around, and even my brother and sister in law. They have about 15 or 20 chickens. I have no idea how much it's going to cost people to register their chickens.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you eat a lot of eggs, right, my second point, like having naturally raised chickens and their eggs super healthy, you can get a lot from them. But if you go to the store and you're buying, you know, 18 or 12 eggs, you know, at, you know, $3 a carton, those things are pumped full of chemicals that if you're eating an eight egg omelet a day, you know, you're not doing a whole lot of good for your body. It's just kind of out of control. I wish more people had chickens, but this sort of ordinance kind of deters people from getting chickens. Thanks.
Well, especially here, you know, that's what we do in Massachusetts is we find new ways to tax new things.
I don't want to sit in the cubicle next to the guy that's eating the eight egg a day omelet.
Oh, it sounds pretty good. Great. Now I have to have an eight egg omelet for lunch.
I have an obscure reference on this.
Yes.
Do the chickens have large talons?
Yeah.
They do.
That could be a problem. Yeah.
I had
a friend who was a now retired fire inspector. He would find chickens in people's kitchens. They would pull the doors off their cupboards and put chicken wire over the cupboards and keep their chickens in there.
Was this in Lawrence? Or
no, this is Worcester.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes.
Really? It was?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, are you allowed to keep a chicken inside, or does the chicken, can a chicken be domesticated, Danielle?
I mean, I know some people that have backyard hens that will bring them in the winter.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't recommend, my vet has the lone remaining chicken from her flock lives at her office. Chickens make a mess. So it's not really something.
Yes.
It's like people that are like, oh, I had a pet squirrel. It was great. I'm like, yeah, it pooped by on the couch and like on your ceiling.
Me and Joe Strasser used to have to clean the Strasser chicken coop, and it was
gross.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
What's up, Mike?
Not much. This kind of stuff just drives me up the wall. I don't understand why people can't just leave things alone. I understand that, you know, some people might be bothered by the chickens, but you know, it's like when I was a kid, my little brother would drive me nuts. My mother told me, just ignore him. You know, like, find a way to, like, cohabitate without letting things bother us so much. It's so ridiculous. And you know, the same people that are complaining about chickens making noise in Wareham or wherever else, they'll go out to a restaurant with their kid and let their kid scream and yell the whole time without saying a damn thing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that is true, Mike.
You can't compare kids at a loud restaurant to a rooster crowing early. The people that say that people shouldn't bitch about this have never lived near a rooster, most likely.
What happened in America from 1920 to 1970 then, when everybody had chickens?
Right.
We have iPhones now. We don't need the rooster to wake us up to go plow the fields, guy.
I mean, people used to have chickens and cows and sheep
2018.
And pigs, and it was no big deal.
Thank you, Hildog.
By the way, a texter says, I am an animal lover, yet I laugh at that frozen chicken story every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's not meant to be
horrible.
Funny.
No, but it is.
It's not meant to be funny.
Were you sad? Did you cry?
There were two shocking things. Growing up on a farm, you see a lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
And there were two shocking things that I saw, I think because I was a kid, so it's shocking. First was all the chickens frozen on Christmas morning.
Okay.
And then the other was I went out into the barn to feed the sheep, and one of the sheep was pregnant and had half.
Oh, God.
Had half.
Oh.
Extricated the baby sheep, but the baby sheep didn't come all the way out the sheep passage. And so the little baby sheep's head was hanging out of the sheep, the butt of the sheep.
Sure.
And the sheep was running around in obvious distress.
Well, yeah. Get this baby out of me.
Yeah, I had no idea what to do.
Are the chickens still frozen, Clarice?
I do have an obscure ear moth reference on this, I believe. If we have a moment here. You might remember the song.
Oh.
From the Fools.
Yes.
From the shoe.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody wants to run into a psycho chicken. Like one of the original parody songs, like Disco Duck. You know what I mean? You guys were way ahead of their time. Psycho chicken!
The focus up to the facts. I'm tense and nervous and I can't relax. This colonel said this job is getting me down. A crazy chicken chasing me all over town. The psycho chicken, what the say?
Cluck, 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 cluck. Hello, Mary.
Hello, how are you?
What's up, Mary?
I have to actually pull over to look up your new number.
Yeah, it's confusing. If it's confusing me, and then I know
is,
it's confusing
you. I'm glad
you.
You're
yes.
feeling better. And I just wanted to say to listen to have the chance to listen to Mike Shute's voice all day, all morning yesterday was epic.
He has an amazing voice.
He does. You all do.
Oh, thank you.
So I live in Chelmsford, and the controversy with the chickens isn't the chickens. It's that there's a particular neighborhood where a chicken owner isn't cleaning up and there's a rat infestation. So I think that's the controversy.
Gotcha.
Chicken owners are saying that won't cause a rat infestation, and non-chicken owners are saying it will cause an infestation. So that's more the issue.
Well, that's more legitimate than a rooster that is crowing in the morning and interrupting my sleep. Mm-hmm. That's America. Mm-hmm. A rooster crowing in the morning is America. All right, it's 9:27 here on the Hillman Morning Show.
He's ready to roll. I think all these off days are going to help him out physically, with his belly button ring, whatever. Very excited that he's going to throw the first pitch tomorrow. It's a great opportunity for us to compete against a great organization, a great team, and we have the right guy on the mound.
There he is, Alex Cora. Potentially the greatest manager in Red Sox history.
You got it.
So long as they get it done in this World Series, which begins tonight at 8:05, Shoe. Is
8:05.
That
8:09
is when things get underway at Friendly Fenway this evening.
Now, Gerg, how long are you planning on staying
whole
tonight?
Game. I'm a diehard.
Okay,
whole
let's
game.
Be realistic.
I keep
now.
Score. You know, I bring my own scorer's book, and I'll be keeping score tonight.
Not what's happening.
I mean, bring the glove.
What time is this thing getting over? I got to get the pregame going. I got to, I go to a lot of games, so I got the same ritual.
Right.
Which is I go over to the Capitol Grill.
Yep.
Have a little snack.
Valet,
and this is one of the great tricks in the city of Boston. You can valet at the Capitol Grill, cost you $17, and then you can hop in a pedicab over to Fenway, and you just got to tip out the pedicab guy. I usually give the guy a 20, and so then you save yourself about $15 by parking. But now that I'm figuring it out, then you got a pedicab back.
Right.
Which is another 20, so maybe it would be cheaper for me to park somewhere at Fenway Park.
No, that's because a good ritual, dude.
Then you're in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Get it? Well, if you were to stay to the end of the game, traffic would be a nightmare.
Right.
We know you're not going to, but irregardless, Yeah. I would stick with your original plan. Have you ever been pedicab tip shamed?
No.
When we were headed over to see Billy Joel at Fenway.
Yes.
The individual with whom I was riding took care of the pedicab tip.
Yeah.
And I think threw like $6 or $8 at the guy.
$6 or $8?
Yeah. Okay. And we were coming over from Boylston Street. And after this individual walked away, the pedicab guy turned to me and said, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but usually people tip us X amount. And I'm like, are you really trying to hustle me out of it? I'm like, all right, I'll give you another. I'll throw you another $5 for the hustle.
Another $5?
Yeah.
Well, see,
like
the pedicab is free.
Yeah.
But then you just offer up the tip.
Right. Yeah, I think 20's cool.
I mean, 20's a pretty good number. Yeah. I mean, the guys, I mean, me personally, he's pedaling a little additional weight.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, I think 20
be.
Is.
Yeah.
But I would say it's probably a minimum $10,
yeah.
I would think. I mean, yeah. there's physical effort involved. It's not like a cab driver who's just, you know, pressing their foot on the gas.
Yeah.
This guy is, or woman, is pedaling you in the heat, yeah. in the mm-hmm. midsummer
effort.
Heat, all the way over to Fenway. You got to cough up a little
bit. And you're drunk, and you're yelling in the back of his head, you and your buddies.
Here's a text that says, LB is out of his mind if he thinks that the Boston Red Sox are going to sweep.
Well, talk to me after they sweep.
Maybe you could make some kind of a bet like you normally do. Maybe you could get your belly button pierced if the Red Sox don't sweep. What do you think of that?
All right.
Yeah.
You got that guy's number?
I don't think that's physically possible. I mean, it's so stretched out. There's really nothing to clip onto there, you know?
I'll get the dangly one. It'll go down to my junk.
Oh, that's going to be an accident waiting to happen.
Annie will be pumped.
You can get like a hanging sign that says, I haven't seen what's below here in 20 years.
It's right here.
I haven't been able to see what's below here in the last 20 years.
It has been 3,264 days since I've last seen what this was without the aid of a mirror.
All right,
boy.
Well, it's going to be electric over there in a few hours.
Ooh, good earmuffs.
As the Red Sox and the Dodgers get game one of the World Series underway.
So in one of the strangest lawsuits ever, a potential groupie is now suing Billy Idol because he didn't take her back to the hotel for sex.
What? What a country we live in.
What
this
happened
is great.
To rock and roll?
So, a woman is suing Billy Idol because he didn't take her back to the hotel and jackhammer her?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Juliana Berg is her name. According to TMZ, they obtained some court documents. She claims that in 2016, Billy Idol asked her to come to his meet and greet and his concert. And then spoke of taking her to a hotel after it was over. This was in Vegas.
Okay.
She says because she expected that she would be staying with him, she brought no money, rookie move, and couldn't afford a room of her own.
Oh. What did that hoe over there have to do? What did she have to go, like, get a bus ride? But where was she from?
It doesn't say where she was from.
She traveled a great distance to make love to Billy Idol?
Seems like it.
Okay.
She now wants Billy Idol to pay for her travel expenses, reimburse her for the concert ticket, and pay her for extreme emotional distress, which I'm guessing is somewhere in the six-figure range.
She wants more.
I'm guessing that...
He's back!
I'm guessing she didn't look in person quite like she looked in the photos that Billy had received.
Oh, my God.
Really?
I mean, that doesn't seem like she's going to collect on that, do you think?
This is how litigious our society has become. Yep. The groupies are suing the rock stars for not sleeping with them, for not giving them an STD. Seriously.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's just, I mean, how dumb are you? How dumb are you?
What do you mean?
That you think you get invited to a meet and greet by Billy Idol, don't bring any cash, and you're not going to need money for a room.
Well,
just stop.
Maybe,
just stop it with this.
Maybe Billy told her that he was DTF. It was going down.
Like he let her on?
Listen, Michael McDonald once made eye contact with me at a show. I didn't read into it.
Yeah, you weren't
waiting
by the bus.
I didn't make assumptions.
Yeah.
You know? Steve Lukather once strummed his guitar in my direction. I didn't take it as a signal I'd be staying with him in his hotel room. Oh. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Maybe you should have.
Hey, on Monday's show, Heads up, on Monday, we will be joined by Dennis Leary. He will join us at 7:20 on Monday's show.
Nice.
On Tuesday's show, we're going to go behind the ear moth with a surprise guest. And one of you who is in the studio right now will be very excited by whom we are going behind the ear moth with. Mm. So that is coming up on Tuesday's Hillman Morning Show. But right now, the rest of today's news and the let me do the weather real quick. The weather is brought to you by DEA Take Back Day. Your unused prescription drugs could end up misused or stolen. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back at the DEA's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. It's happening Saturday, October 27th. That's this Saturday. Find a collection site at DEATakeBack.com. And it's going to be cloudy today. Temperature is going to be about 50 for a high. Some rain coming this afternoon right up until game time. And game time temperature should be in the low 40s. Now the news.
News This Hour brought to you by the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Don't let the flu turn you into a zombie with fever this Halloween season by using the Exogen Temporal Scanner Thermometer with accuracy backed by more than 70 clinical studies. This Halloween season, you won't be tricked by any spooky symptoms. Brought to you also by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. The story in the news this morning about a New York police officer. Actually, she's a sergeant, Anne Marie Guerra. She's second in charge at the 72nd Precinct Detective Squad in Brooklyn. And she reportedly got into it with one of her fellow detectives. And in the middle of the altercation, she's reported to have shoved her panties into the guy's mouth.
Huh.
Now, what happened was...
Did she take them off and shove them into her mouth? Or was it the extra pair that she carries in her purse?
She claims they were clean.
Okay.
This other detective, Victor Falcon, was reportedly complaining about the fact that she would leave her underwear all over the unisex locker room.
Okay.
She would leave it hanging from the little knob in the shower,
uh-huh,
or leave it hanging from the hook on her locker. He had tried to talk to her about it before and say that it was inappropriate. No one wanted to see her panties.
Yeah.
And she finally flipped out on him and screamed in his face, "They're effing clean. It doesn't matter." And then shoved a pair
right
into his mouth.
Right into his mouth.
Oh.
Now,
no.
She, in the past, has had some issues with some Facebook posts. There was one Facebook post back in early September where she was talking about how she hated men and the guys she worked with all had small pieces and things like that.
Yeah.
So
stress.
It's the stress of the job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, are you somebody who carries an extra pair of panties in your purse just in case?
No.
Oh, you're not.
Back in my 20s when I was doing the club scene, maybe.
Yes.
A pair of panties and a toothbrush in the trunk.
You're not having random one night stands these days? That's not happening much anymore?
No.
No,
I like to keep it locked down to one.
Got it steady.
Yeah.
All right.
So they're doing an investigation on her. I hesitate to mention this next tidbit, but seems like we escaped any injury last time. Bob Barker has been rushed to the hospital
again. Oh no!
It's Bob Barker. He reportedly had some back trouble yesterday. You know, he's 94. Woke up in the morning with a major flare in his back pain, which I think is what had sent him to the hospital last time, a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
So his family called paramedics. L.A. Fire arrived at his home around 1 p.m., took him to Cedars-Sinai. I guess his back flare-up was so bad they couldn't kind of fold him into a regular car, so they had to put him on a stretcher. Reportedly, he's awake and alert, resting, and the doctors are evaluating his condition.
All right. Thoughts and prayers to Bob Barker.
Bob Barker collapsed.
Yes. All right. What else?
More things that make sense, or maybe not, from PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. They say milk is a symbol of white supremacy, and you should stop drinking it.
Wait a second.
What?
Milk? This is good information. What about chocolate milk? Is chocolate milk a symbol of white supremacy or not?
I don't know.
Okay.
Does it come from chocolate cows?
So PETA is now saying that those who drink milk,
mm-hmm,
are white supremacists, that it's a symbol of white supremacy. How do they?
What?
Good luck.
What's the logic there?
Well, let me give you a few of their reasons, and you can see if you can put it together, because I can't really draw the lines. So they say that, and it's not just because, you know, regular milk is white. They say that the white stuff isn't the right stuff. They say that milk symbolizes supremacy in three categories: control over their bodies, meaning the cows, control over your mind, not sure what that means, and might doesn't make right. I think that goes back to the first thing. They also list two movies this is going deep. You have to hire a social media manager for this. Two movies that have featured scenes where alleged white supremacists have been seen drinking milk, Inglourious Bastards and Get Out. There's some Twitter conversation going on about this, and I'd say the majority of the internet has crapped on PETA, being like, this is why no one takes you seriously.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be human supremacy? I mean, if you're going to we have the power. I mean, I think people of all races enjoy milk.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like milk and cookies?
In one form or another.
I mean, I'm sure even in the Middle East, they enjoy milk and cookies.
Yeah.
I mean, even in North Korea, they probably enjoy milk and cookies.
Kim Jong-un.
It's probably
milk
like
and cheese.
Probably like a six-month semi-annual treat or whatever. Yeah. It's not an everyday thing.
No,
but.
Oh, my God. Really?
That seems ridiculous.
Can I get a T-shirt that says milk is white supremacy?
Yeah,
with like a picture of a cow head on it with a Hitler mustache. I mean, this is so ridiculous.
Oh.
This is really reaching. I'm sorry. Because the guy in Inglourious Bastards drank milk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not gonna have milk for lunch, that's for sure.
This is almost as bad as rebooting all the old Hollywood franchises. We literally have run out of ideas.
Yes.
PETA has run out of ideas.
They've run out of ideas. Oh. They've run out of ways to try to make you, to guilt you into thinking that something that's good for you and provides nutritional value and tastes good is, when you're drinking it, you're committing a horrible sin.
So this guy is a racist?
I got a gallon of milk and a pre-made submarine sandwich.
White supremacist right there.
That's disappointing.
White supremacist.
KKK.
All right. What else is in the news, Danielle?
See the Oregon man that found the 5-week-old kitten glued to the busy roadway?
Yes.
I'm outraged.
This is, I hope that animal lover isn't listening earlier and chuckling, but this guy found a kitten glued to the roadway.
Yes.
And alive.
Yes.
I don't know if they use crazy glue or whatever. I mean, that was able to hold that construction worker up to the girder, the steel girder high
in the sky.
His
hard hat, yeah.
But he was able to rescue the kitten that was glued to the roadway, right?
He was. He was driving down the road. His name's Chuck Hawley. He's from Silverton, Oregon. And he said that cars were just driving around this object, which he thought might have been a small bag or a rock or something. And then he realized it was a very tiny kitten basically stuck to the road, shaking like crazy. So he was able to contact a vet once he realized the kitten was stuck to the road. They used mineral oil to get the glue off the kitten's paws. They say it did appear that the glue had been placed there intentionally. It was on its paws, neck, and tail. The poor little baby is now being adopted by the guy that found it and his wife. They've named it Sticky.
Oh, boy.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to cry.
What a great story.
So the local county sheriff said that if someone files a police report, they will investigate. So far, none have been filed. But luckily, the kitten is going to be okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
A texter says, further evidence that drinking milk makes you a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
American History X. When they pour the milk over the woman's face at the grocery store.
Oh,
yet another reason why we must swear off milk forever.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, please.
All right. What about Luke Skywalker's shoe drank blue milk?
Yeah, blue milk. What
Star
does that
Wars?
Mean?
I mean, I don't know if that's okay.
I don't know. Was he like racist towards, desert people?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Ewoks.
Heavenly bodies.
Yeah, is that what that means? What about strawberry quick?
That's not milk.
You know?
Have you seen the story, Greg, of the two Canadian women accused of the immaculate intrusion?
No.
This is fantastic. You would actually probably appreciate this, but Mrs. Hill wouldn't, because she would not have had the chance to tidy up beforehand. So a homeowner in Nova Scotia called police after his neighbor contacted him to let him know that two women had let themselves into his home. The two women reportedly went in, cleaned the entire house, and then left. We later figure out what the confusion was. The house had been left unlocked so the neighbor could come and take care of a dog that was there for the weekend. The two women turned out to be house cleaners
sure.
who had the wrong address.
Wrong address, yeah.
All right.
So they went in, did the whole house, cleaned it, left it spotless, and left. Nothing was taken or stolen. It was just a simple misunderstanding. So the homeowner opted to not press charges against the women. Police issued a statement and said, although the house was cleaned for free, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police would like to take this opportunity to remind homeowners to ensure that their doors are locked at all times.
That's a Canadian classic. Nobody locks their doors.
Shu is telling me we have some sound. Who do we have sound from?
From one of the Mounties.
Who is it Dudley Do-Right?
No, I don't think his name is Dudley.
Does he say no at the end
no,
of it?
Okay. He's very Canadian, though.
They see these two ladies in the house, one with a mop, one with a vacuum cleaner, and calls the homeowner saying, hey, there's two ladies in your house. So the homeowner calls police, we respond, but in the meantime, the two ladies leave the house. So the investigation has determined that these two ladies went to a house that they thought they were supposed to go to, they cleaned the house, they left, and nothing was missing from the home. So this acts as a friendly reminder for people to make sure when you leave your home that you do not leave it unlocked. In this case here, a free cleaning job did take place. However, it could have had a different outcome where the host could have been totally cleaned out, meaning all the valuables could have been removed.
A different outcome.
That's right.
He could have been cleaned out.
Ooh. Well, he's out up there from out. The Maritimes there.
Sounds like that was a major SWAT incident in Canada based on what they have going on. All right. Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. I believe that today the full show podcast will be available.
Yes.
Technology willing.
As well as yesterday's.
Okay, as well as yesterday's. Yeah. So
sorry about the delay.
We are working things out here in the new studio, and if you missed anything this morning, you'll be able to hear it as a part of the full show podcast, which you can download anytime at waaf.com. We are back tomorrow morning with Larry the Lawyer and Ask an Attorney. That'll happen at 8:30 on tomorrow's show. And coming up next, you get the $1,000 hauler. So you can win $1,000 cash. And you get the WAAF Workday Blitz over an hour of nonstop rock, completely commercial-free. Before we go, though, I want to give away a pair of tickets to go see Disturbed at the DCU Center on Wednesday, February 27th. This is brought to you by E.L. Harvey & Sons, Waste and Recycling Services. And if you are the winner, you also qualify for the grand prize trip to go see Disturbed in Las Vegas. So be the seventh caller right now on the Framingham Ford Studio line. That number is 764-9223. So be the seventh caller right now. You got a better chance to win because nobody knows what the new number is. So call now. Be the seventh caller at 617-764-9223. And you'll win the tickets and qualify for the grand prize trip for two to Las Vegas. It's courtesy of Q Prime Management. Thanks for listening. And
Go Sox!
And we'll see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.